You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Have you dialed in yet? 217-244-9455, the number to call. I hope so. If not, dial right now or go to willag.org and pledge your financial support. One of the people we talk to each and every week is Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the weather in Brazil. It has not been the best for the start of their growing season, especially for planting crops. They're used to working in some dry conditions, but then they get rainfall, and that just hasn't really happened much yet there, right?
It really hasn't. We've seen very little in the way of rainfall across a large portion of Brazil over the last several weeks. Many areas are running 2-inch to 4-inch rainfall deficits so far for the month of October. Last week, we were talking about how it's not that unusual to see dryness at this time of the year, and that's still valid. But usually by now we would start to see more rain in the future. But we're just not seeing the best in the way of rain chances. Remember that in Brazil, it's different than the U.S. in that you need it to rain fairly heavily at the beginning of your growing season in order to increase soil moisture and then allow planting to begin and for germination to occur. That's different because here in the U.S. we have such great soils and we get a lot of rain and snow throughout the winter, that we always have some soil moisture in place at the beginning of planting season. But in Brazil, it's a very sandy soil. Their winters are extremely dry, with many areas receiving no rainfall over a 2 to 3 month period. So they must have that first big rain for planting to begin. A lot of these areas have not seen that, and that's why we're seeing corn and soybean planting fall behind schedule. As we go forward, there are a few thunderstorms out there, and those will continue over the next several days. And we need that to continue for the next several weeks in order for planting to pick up. Keep in mind, this is more of a second crop issue than a first crop issue at this point. First crops are planted now. That's the crop that we're talking about. But the later that it takes to plant this crop, the later the second crop will eventually be planted. Because remember, they plant two crops there. So if this crop ends up being harvested, say, 1 month late, that means the second crop will be planted 1 month late. And the problem there is that they have a very sharp end to the rainy season, which is what we're waiting for right now. We want that rainy season to begin. But just as it begins very quickly, it can also end very suddenly, and that usually happens in March or April. If that happens suddenly, right after this second crop is planted, that would then become a significant issue for second planted crops in Brazil. And most of that crop is corn. So that'll be an issue in the spring, not so much right now. But there are things going on, and these issues will linger more than likely for several months.
There is one area, I believe, in Brazil that does plant first crop corn. How is it faring?
Well, South Brazil plants first crop corn. Down there, it's not looking all that bad. We have some dry pockets. We also have a lot of areas that received rain. But Southeast Brazil is also a major first crop corn producer. This is the region that's being hit by major drought. You might have heard something about how their coffee crop is having problems. Their sugar crop is going to start having problems too. And this is also a first crop corn area. Probably 30 to 35% of first crop corn production occurs there, which is around 10 to 15% of total corn production in Brazil. So that's what's happening with corn. Soybeans are not produced that heavily in the Southeast Brazil region. So, again, we keep talking about corn more than soybeans with this situation down there.
Other places we should check in on, maybe the wheat crop in Australia and the beginning of the planting season, sowing season, I suppose, in Russia as well.
Well, planting in Russia has been taking place for a while now, basically about 1 to 2 months. We haven't seen a whole lot of rainfall there over the last several months, and we would argue that much of the wheat belt is in drought right now. This drought probably includes 30% of their wheat crop, and we would argue that up to 70% is too dry. On top of that, it's turned very cold recently, and that's more than likely stopped growth. This situation is not great for the wheat crop, but wheat is, wheat will go into dormancy now, and then it will become a problem in the spring if there is a problem there. So that'll be something to monitor. A large portion of Australia has been way too dry over the last several months. Now we're adding heat to that crop. The harvesting is beginning, so it would have been a little worse had this heat arrived a few weeks ago. But all in all, we're not looking for the best of crops in Australia, and we would argue that Russia is probably not doing great either.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Have you dialed in yet? Hope so. 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support to willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.